This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And I'm going to discuss what I mean by this in a minute. But let me first discuss, based on psychological, anthropological, and historical evidence, how the concept of the fitrah is a true concept. So we know it's the innate, inborn disposition to acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to want to worship Him and to believe in His oneness. So let's talk about the sociological evidence. Professor Justin L. Barrett, in his book, Born Believers in the Science of Children's Religious Belief, he did a quite fascinating study and looked at narratives from children when they were asked questions about cause and effect and creation. And essentially, children, they know that if something created the universe, it couldn't be in the universe. It has to be something metaphysical or supernatural outside of the universe in order for the universe to come into existence. And he concludes that regardless if they come from atheist or non-theist families or theist families, that they, the children, they believe in what? That there must have been a supernatural causal agency. And he says, on page 35 to 36, this tendency to see function and purpose, plus an understanding that purpose and order came from minded beings, makes children likely to see natural phenomena as intentionally created. Who is the creator? Children know people are not good candidates. It must have been a God. Children are born believers of what I call natural religion. Also, brothers and sisters, other social anthropologists say that if you take any children from any background, atheist or not, and you throw them on a desert island, safely of course, they will conclude that there is supernatural causal agency. This is the natural default position of human beings. Take the psychology of religion now. In the journal Key Psychological Issues in the Study of Religion, the academic Olivera Petrovich, she concludes the following, and it's quite fascinating. She says, the possibility that some religious beliefs are universal, for example, basic belief in a non-anthropomorphic God as a creator of the natural world, seems to have a stronger empirical foundation than could be inferred from a religious text. And elsewhere she says that the natural psyche, the natural psychological disposition of a human being is to believe in God. And that atheism is a forced psychology. Isn't that interesting? Aren't we supposed to be the ones who are fundamentalists and we brainwash our children, right? Also, when you look at anthropological evidence, you see that one part of the fitrah, which is an affinity to worship Allah, this sanctification instinct, is inherent in all human beings. Everybody worships something. Trust me. Just look at Justin Bieber and you see this, right? How many followers? On Twitter? 22 million? 15 million? Yeah? And she's not a very good singer. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. The point is that I'm so sorry. That's my very bad jahiliya coming out. I do apologize. To err is to be human, right, Sheikh? That's it. I think I'm off to London, yeah. I'm too harsh. The point is, you know, on the BBC News, you saw basically that Justin Bieber was retweeting his followers and following his followers. And they filmed some of these girls, right? And they were like, as if they were ready to die. They just achieved the accomplishment. They were like, oh my God, he followed me. It's the best thing in the world. She was crying. I was like, oh my God, what is this, right? Now, don't laugh, sisters, because sometimes, you know, you have the same problem. Honestly, I remember a few years ago in big Nasheed concerts, right? Can you sign my hijab, please? I mean, what is with that? Yeah? And we need to be careful because this is like, you know, manifesting the core instinct Allah has given us in the wrong way. We don't worship these people, right? And I know I'm using crude examples, but it's there to stick in your mind. So look at the kind of evidence here that people worship something. Whether we may, even if we consider ourselves communists, for example, look at communist China and Russia. They had huge statues of Stalin and Lenin and they'll revere them. And sometimes, you know, when you were to discuss, especially if you are older Arabs and you were born in the Arab world, you would basically see that, if you were to discuss communism in the 1960s, I mean, the communists were very harsh, were known to be very harsh and aggressive at that time. And if you like said anything about their ideas, it's like you're like dismantling their Lord, right? And so we have these, we sanctify even concepts, because you can have the shirk of conceptualization, that your concept becomes so great that it's like wahi to you, right? And so when you look at communist China and Russia and atheist nations, this instinct is coming out.